be a question for the audience, because you're really the panel too, because when I look at you, you guys at the back are like a whole new panel. But what's
the, a mirror.
So if we could kind of work our way across, in what way did social media transform things in Northern Ireland over the last 12 months? If we had no Twitter, no Facebook, if we just had text messages, would anything have been different?
Well, just to touch on that point again, there's probably a bit on the deck. If somebody was involved in if people give me one choice to say there's one thing you could have done with it, would it be social media? Because social media in the way benefited us, people don't understand the fact that protests and a lot of people believe that it can down to people organising in social media and whatever else. That was actually a smokescreen for what was actually going on. Social media wasn't what everybody believed it was, and inside organising protests, and that wasn't it. It was more of a detection for people to be actually organising protests, and it was more of a tactic of organised chaos, which everybody could have done without. Now, in terms of the state and all the people and the police who obviously would have had an interest in squashing protests and other things, it would be ludicrous to suggest that the state didn't in some way have people in and around them protests to spread it in a certain way, and social media was a very easy way of them to do that, to spread misinformation about people, to change things. And somebody touched on earlier, social media is a time of instant opinions. So if you're trying to move a protest movement in one direction, there was one whenever I made the decision to call the protest to move from Blackpool Streets to White Line protest. Well, the first 24 hours of that was chaos, because everybody had an instant emotional opinion, as in, oh, we're selling out, we're not doing this. And that instant opinion went inside 72 hours, people actually had time to think and be talking to people one-on-one, the whole thing changed around. So the impact of social media had in instant opinions and emotional reactions, where you don't have time to think, last night was a perfect example, I enjoyed a couple of days off, without people looking into the benefits of that straight away. So it's going mad all over the place and instant opinions. So as silly as this may sound, if you ask me one thing that I could have done without the last 12 months of social media, then that wasn't silly. We could have done far more. Look what Paisley done for you without social media, and that's because of people going out and talking to other people. And in them days, you would have maybe one person in a local community, people would have been a voice or somebody people would listen to. Mm-hmm. And if you had an avenue into them people, then you could effectively control that whole community. In today's society, it's very difficult to control any sort of mass movements, because of the fact, and the real pretend that people want to keep Paisley down. I'm going to probably reach 10,000 a week, but I'll never be able to do that because of instant opinion. So many people can have so many different opinions that it's messed up, so it ends up to bag of models. So it has its benefits, but if you ask me, I could have done without it, it's not something that I would have beneficial to me.
I think that's interesting. We can all go home at this point.
Sorry, anyone want to respond to Jamie on that? Or are you just going to soak it all in?
Well, I think it's a key point. We do forget that there were mass demonstrations and protests across the globe when we didn't have mobile phones. Mm. There were things which people used telephone. I mean, I was at a panel once, we were talking about the Arab Spring, and someone tweeted sarcastically, and fax machines didn't cause the end of the Cold War. And there's a valid point there. People emphasise tools when these things could happen to other means. But I think there is something in terms of the disaggregation of how people join protests, what they think, and having a narrative front can be difficult to maintain.
Yeah,